In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. There is no secret regarding our mission on earth. There is no secret about who we are meant to be and what life we are meant to live. Because our Lord says to us that we are sent as sheep amongst wolves. We are sent as those who represent not only the purity and the simplicity of a godly life, but represent obedience in the world to God. Represent what is good. I'm sure many of you would have a lot of trouble looking at a sheep and thinking bad thoughts. They're seen as simple, humble creatures who even look nice. But then there are the wolves of the world, the wolves that are predators, aggressive, violent, those who only want their own interests, those who only desire what they can have, and they will take it. They don't wait for you to give it, they will take it. So in this world, there are sheep and there are wolves. We are being told that we must be those who are the children of God, following Him, protected by Him, yet sent into a world that will desire to take what it desires from us. It will want to defeat us. It will want to break us. It will want to devour us. But be of good cheer, our Lord says to us. Not only is He our good shepherd, the one who lays down His life for His sheep, the one who overcomes all and defeats all, but He has also, as the Good Shepherd, overcome the world. He has overcome the wolves of the world. They have no dominion over us. When we look today at the apostles, as we celebrate them, Saints Peter and Saints Paul and St. Paul, they came from very different backgrounds. St. Peter was a simple man, a fisherman, one who was a faithful fisherman, but whose life was changed. And he then became a powerful advocate, a powerful one who spoke the word of God in truth. And then you have St. Paul, the educated, cultured man, who hated Christianity and who persecuted Christians and Christianity. That man, who was the enemy of anyone who followed Christ, was a wolf. You see, not every defeat of a wolf in the world means that wolf has to die. Because unlike the animal kingdom, miraculously in our world, wolves can actually be changed to sheep. Those who are aggressive, violent predators can become followers of Christ. Those whose lives are in a totally different direction, who are broken, like Saul, can be transformed into Paul. And so our lives. We have daily sins. We have daily weaknesses. We have daily failures. Don't think that to be Paul, you have to be perfect. You have to be all-knowing, all-knowledgeable. Don't think that to be Paul, you have to be without sin and without fault and without weakness. Don't forget that Paul started a sword. So even if you are Saul in this world, even if you represent or even commit every sin knowable, even if you have lived the worst life possible, even if you have persecuted Christ and Christians and the church, as Saul, you can still become Paul. Why is it that we pray for our enemies? We don't just pray that our enemies are defeated. We pray that God touches and changes our enemies. We pray that He transforms their energy for evil and hatred into energy for good and love. This is why we pray for the whole world. Not just those who in our eyes deserve to be prayed for. But there is one warning. We must be very careful that we do not, as sheep, then reverse and become wolves. Let us not lose the beauty of our Christian identity and our morals and ethics, lose the beautiful things that God gives us, and be changed into people who follow the evil of this world. Because there is a lot of good in this world. There are many good people in this world. There are many righteous people in this world. But we should not ever just follow the evil of this world. So today we must know who we are. And we must know that we can be changed. Our life can be transformed. We give thanks for St. Peter and St. Paul and all the apostles. We give thanks for them because we know that if we are ignorant, simple fishermen, or we are knowledgeable and cultured enemies of Christ, or anywhere in between those, then there is hope for us. There is promise for us. And there is a knowledge that God looks for us. In both those cases, our Lord went to St. Peter, and our Lord went to St. Paul in different ways because they needed different approaches, but this is what we must understand. God will always come to us with the approach that we need, but the end is one. For both of them, the command was quite simple. Follow me. And the response was the same. What do you want me to do? So let us wait for God's word. Let us wait for His message. But let us also be ready when He comes to us and speaks to us in our language, in our way, and He approaches us in the way that we need to be approached. And He says to us, follow me. Don't sit back and wait. Make your calculations now. Think now. Prepare now. Because the minute He says to you, follow me, our response must be this. As with our fathers, as with all the apostles, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want to use me? How am I going to be effective in this world? How will I be your light? And how will I be used by you for the glory of your name and the salvation of all your children? And glory be to God forever. Amen.